So good to have you with us back right here on the Better Off Podcast, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. And we are here to get you up to date with what are you better off doing? You see so much information when you're scrolling through your news feeds when it comes to health, but what are you actually better off doing? And today we're talking about fitness, but fitness that you want to do. And I can't wait to get this conversation started. We got two folks with us. We got Heather Mitz-Feely, and you have such a cool background with 3 gold medals when it comes to soccer, which is amazing. We're talking Olympic medals, not just any gold medal from 04, 08, and 12. And then there's so many different things that you do when it comes to the gold medal mindset. Can't wait to get into that. And we have Dr. Ellen Recobene with us. And you focus a lot across Independence Blue Cross. You're a liaison between some of the local folks and the national folks. You work with Medicare, and I'm just curious, that Medicare STARS program, what's that all about?
So CMS, or the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, rewards health plans for performing well on quality. So super important. And it's a 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5-star rating. Our plan has been 5 stars in the past. We're currently 4 and 4.5 stars, which show basically that we're providing good quality to our Medicare members in the area.
And something I want to jump in on is a lot of times with Medicare, you have benefits you may even not even know that you have. Like, for example, my mom has Medicare, and she has free gym memberships, free, F-R-E-E, that she can use, which I think is awesome. And what's your experience with that? What are some of these kind of behind-the-scenes benefits that we could be using, but we don't even know about?
Right. So our seniors are really fortunate to be members of the OnePass program, which is absolutely free gym memberships and access to virtual classes, not only in this area, but across the country, too. And also, in addition, they have access to a digital website where they can do brain, you know, health games and activities to keep their cognitive function active as well. You know, most plans do offer that, but ours is OnePass, and we really encourage our membership and our doctors to get members enrolled in those. For instance, the YMCA is one of the examples of the gym memberships they have access to.
Right, stuff that's right in your backyard, and you kind of had my ears perk up when you said virtually. And you know, one of the things I thought was interesting, Heather, we were chatting about tomorrow, you're doing some fitness training. Do you ever do virtual fitness training with anyone, or is it all person to person?
You know, I think during the pandemic, I did a lot of it.
Oh,
because
good point.
That was our only option. So actually, funny enough, like I would do these workouts every day in my home. I would make them up. I would give people an opportunity to look at what the workout is. And then I would say, I'm doing it live at this time. And if they wanted to join me, great. And if they didn't, it just helped me to kind of be more motivated. So that was, for the most part, the virtual. And then I have this app called Train Like Legends that is all online. It's an opportunity for kids to take their phones and go to their own gym, or you can do it at your home, and you can do all the same workouts that I do.
So do you have video recordings on that, or how'd you set
that up? We recorded, I want to say, like over 200 exercises that they can go through. And it helps to really break down the proper movements of how you want to do things so that you don't get any injuries or any setbacks, and just helps them to move forward on and off the soccer field.
Technology these days, you gotta love it. I love something like that where I could go back and rewatch, because when it comes to fitness in a gym, I don't know why, but I'm not great when someone says, okay, do this, go like that. It takes me some extra time to just kind of get there. So I could really use it where I can just go back and watch kind of again and again. And I've noticed since the pandemic, it seems like there's more of a trend of folks showing you what to do correctly if you do want to go, say, to the gym and lift, or even if something is stretching, because I bet both you guys can jump in on this. That's something so important, particularly as you age, to do stretching. And it's something that, outside of gym class, I really don't think much about.
Yeah, I've always been really bad at stretching, even throughout my soccer career. And now I force myself by going to yoga classes just to kind of, you know, make sure that I'm in there, forcing myself to do things that I normally wouldn't otherwise do. And I've actually seen my flexibility increase immensely in a short amount of time. And as we age, you know, it just gets harder and harder to stay flexible. So just kind of forcing yourself, I think, is really important.
But Drew, you bring up a good point, and Heather, you pitched in on that, is that basically exercise comes in different forms and types. And there is cardiovascular or aerobic, which helps our you know, our hearts and our lungs, and then there is strengthening exercise, resistance training, very important for our muscles and our bone health. And then what you mentioned, Heather, you know, exercises to increase your mobility, your flexibility, your balance, which is so important as you get older. Since we pitched on seniors earlier, as you get older, you have such a risk of falling. And so, you know, can you speak, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you about the different types of exercise, you know, how you approach that, because there are those different types.
As far as, can you just, as far as exercises that I do?
Well, because, you know, it's I think that people, and we talked about all the content online, is that I don't think people really understand that it's important to balance all these exercises, and also where to go to kind of learn more about that. So, and you had mentioned something about virtual in a gym, and these are things that, you know, just about access to these different things as well.
Right. Well, I mean, I think nowadays there's so many platforms out there. That's the nice thing, is that you can go anywhere, you can get a workout. I mean, obviously, anytime I work out, I try to do like kind of like a dynamic warm-up.
What's dynamic mean?
Dynamic is not static. So it's more of a motion
moving.
That you're going to do to help your muscles to warm up. So then once you're warm, then you can get into the actual lifting portion or whatever else it is, going for a run, you know, you name it. And then obviously all of us probably should be cooling down and stretching at the very end. Like that would be the whole entire cycle of workout that really encompasses everything.
That's one of the things I never really thought much about, is that cool down portion. Because usually I like the warm up. I'll go in, if I do go into a gym, I'll do a little bit. Right on, kind of cycling just a little bit, and then whatever I want to get to, maybe some lifting or things like that. But usually I'm just happy to get out of here, to be done. So that's a good note that, you know, we're really better off doing that, because I can imagine it's good to get your body gradually back instead of just stopping just like that. And I want to talk about, Dr. Rickbaney, that you have that Broad Street Run. You see that Independence Blue Cross Broad Street Run. It's on the horizon.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea of having that on the calendar, to have that motivation?
So, absolutely. That was one of my New Year's resolutions this year. I've lived in the city for 21 years and have never done the Broad Street Run. I've done a marathon 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I do. I am physically active and exercise regularly now, but I have not run in a very long time. So, you know, I actually went online the other day because I saw that there's something called a 16-week plan to get ready. And I basically, so I, that's next week, by the way, because the Broad Street is the first week of May.
It's so, coming up.
Yeah. So that basically, Heather, do you have any suggestions
that,
for me?
That no, that helps. I think it's just having like a plan, right? It's always about having a plan. And I think it's nice to have things on the calendar, goals to work towards. So doing the Broad Street Run, I think, is wonderful.
Right.
Obviously, you've done and a very intense, anybody that runs a marathon, major kudos for overcoming that.
I think
that.
That's why I stopped, though, afterwards. But anyway, I want to get
this is
into
easier.
It.
Yeah. So this is 10 miles.
Yeah.
My husband and I actually ran it together after I had my first child. So that was kind of like my goal to get back in shape. And, you know, you just take it slow. And I think the easiest way to do it is to start with, you know, maybe a mile. And then the next week, try to do two, and then you build yourself up.
I can do a mile.
Yeah, 1 mile, an extra mile every single week.
Yeah.
And actually, you don't have to always be running. You can bike, you can do the Peloton, right? You do the Peloton. You can do elliptical. There's so many other ways of getting really good cardiovascular without actually having to do the grinding of running every single day. If it's not nice out, or it's the winter time, it's not a great day, you find other options of being able to stay fit.
And you were mentioning socialization. You did it with someone. And my husband has FOMO, so he wants to do it too.
Oh, he does.
Yes, and
that's
he hasn't run in a very, he ran a marathon at the year, by the way, he ran a marathon the year after me because he had to do it too. And then basically,
wait,
so,
was he jealous? Is that
yes, he was jealous. He was jealous, yes.
Get out.
So, so you know, he wants to run the Broad Street with me, and so we're going to train together.
That's great.
Yeah.
Which you're going to love that.
Yeah, okay. But I got to, you know, I'm at that, there's different phases of changing behavior. There's the pre-contemplation, when you're not thinking about it, the contemplation where it's entering your mind. I am determined. That's the next step. And now it's action time. So that's next week. Heather, I'm going to be thinking of you. And then there's, I guess, maintenance mm-hmm. and then preventing the relapse, right?
Yeah. And I think the big thing too is that you're just trying to make sure that they don't have any like injuries along the way, right? That's I think that's so important too. Is just consistency and slowly moving towards your goal, as opposed to some people just go kind of nuts, right? They go out and they try to run as far as they can, as fast as they can. And I think it's about baby steps to get to your mm-hmm. ultimate goal.
And warming up and cooling down.
Warming up and cooling down.
I'm going to do that too.
The cooling down, probably the slow walk. I like that tip though, of every week at a mile, because that sounds realistic, right?
It is.
You got season that one, like, I can do this. And like, all right, let me add another one. And it gives you that, also that goal to look mm-hmm. forward to. I'm going to get this one down. And I also like the idea that you brought up of grabbing your husband, having a friend to kind of help keep you honest. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't want to go running this week, what if it snows every day of the week and it's like, I still got to get the exercise in. All right, we got that other person to say, hey, we got to keep training even though it's snowing. Let's go to the gym, hit the
treadmill.
We'll
go to the gym, right.
Right. Okay, so I think you're better off always kind of having a friend to help you. And if not, just
definitely,
like you said, those baby steps. Take those baby steps. Mm-hmm. And is that something that kind of helped keep you on track with your fitness goals over the years? Because, you know, to have 3 gold medals to your name, that's not an easy thing. I mean, and you have a life too. So there had to be something to kind of keep you on track. Was it just gradually upping where you wanted to get your body to, or what worked for you?
It's funny because I feel like once I retired, I started to have kids, right? So I remained active throughout all my pregnancies. But my fitness kind of changed because I didn't have a goal to work towards. So I was just doing it. And that was nice at times too, because I could just go for a run, or I could just go to the gym and lift weights and not have to push myself. I was just doing it to move and to stay fit. So now, you know, I think it's changed now that I'm done having kids and I'm, you know, getting older. Now I enjoy being a part of like classes. You know, I think there's 3 different levels. You either do it on your own, you find someone to do it with, or you do classes. And classes really kind of allow me to kind of hold myself a little bit more accountable around the other people. If I need a push, then I have those people that are around me. And it's just, I don't know, I like the community aspect of it. If I have to do it on my own, then I do, but I prefer the class atmosphere.
Plus, they're fun,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Classes can be fun. You got everyone moving. You got good music a lot of times. Well, coming up with your goal that you have on that horizon mm-hmm. for May, is there anything in particular you want to do to keep you disciplined, to make sure you're doing it right? You can have your husband kind of say, hey, you know, forget, or have that extra person. But for you, what's going to kind of keep you on track? What do you think?
Oh, well, I've now gone on air and said that I'm going to do it. So
I
have the feeling that it's, self-esteem a little bit. And I think that's actually an important part. Last year, I had to take my internal medicine boards again. And I told people, I am taking my boards because mm-hmm. that kept me, honestly, mm-hmm. it kept me honest. I had to then study because I knew that they were going to be asking, how'd those boards go?
Yeah.
So, you know, so saying out loud, I'm going to run the Independence Blue Cross Broad Street Run in May is I'm committing. I'm actually also going to buy, I run the population health team at Independence Blue Cross. We have a fabulous team. And so I said, anyone who wants to join, I'm going to get team shirts so that we're, you know, basically we're all helping each other.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Say it out loud.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Because you're telling your friends, now you got to do it, right?
Yeah.
If I tell my friends I'm doing something, because you know they're going to be asking, hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Right.
Are you in shape? Ready to go for
May? I didn't see you with that picture at the finish line. Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip for what you're better mm-hmm. off doing. I never thought about that, of yelling it to the world because, that's going to keep
going. It's bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a good move.
Yeah.
Man, I'm
learning
from you guys. All right. I'm excited for the run. Now you kind of make me want to do it.
Oh, please. That would be fun. Yeah.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll put it
I'll
on
get
the
you
record
a t-shirt.
Here.
Let's go. Let's do
I
it.
I am so in for that. Yeah. And I want to gradually work myself up to run more, because I've fallen into what you were mentioning a little bit ago, Heather, about just kind of trying to do everything all at once. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm pushing my body. But to do more of a run where you got to sustain and have the endurance, it's all about get your body gradual. Now, anyone can go out and just run something. I had to run one time to the train, and I made it. I was happy. But for 45 minutes afterward, I was still huffing and puffing because it was a cold day.
Yeah.
And you know how that can actually affect the lungs. You can get this cold-induced mm-hmm. asthma, and my lungs are all agitated because I'm breathing in this cold air. And I'm like, why don't I just wait for the next train? Why did I do that? But it was kind of fun at the same time.
You made it.
I made it.
Pushed yourself.
But I learned something about my body that if I do something like this, I'm going to huff and puff for
45
minutes.
Really important to listen to your body. Heather brought up the subject of injuries, and I was going to talk about that with you because basically I think one of the most important things is listen.
Yeah.
Don't ignore, you know, if you're having symptoms of, for instance, if you've exercise-induced or cold-induced asthma.
Right.
You know, stopping, slowing down. So that's one of the things, you know, besides the warm-up. What other, do we have any other tips for preventing injuries? Because I know you've had an injury
Making sure, I looked up your profile. I had a ton after I tore my ACL. That was hard. So I think being warm is one of the most important things. I had a lot of injuries in my playing days from being in really cold climates and just not being able to get my body warm. And then you end up pulling something and you don't even realize it till after the game. Being warm, being like warmed up. And I think just listening to your body, you know, sometimes we just try to push and that happens a lot of times too in classes when we get like too competitive. And we're trying to keep up with the person that's a little bit more fit next to us, you know, the ego takes over. So I think it's just bringing it back to like, what am I capable of, continuing to move, trying to get the most out of this workout without setting myself back. None of us want to have injuries. It's not fun.
Can I talk about equipment?
Please.
Is it okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do this. I don't know anything about shoes.
Do you remember with the marathon? Didn't you have to have a size too big, right?
Yeah.
I think it's probably the same. You just don't want to have your shoes too tight. I know that seems really silly. And the more I've learned throughout my years, the tighter the shoes, the more constricted your feet are. It's just not good for our overall, like, I don't know, foot health, I guess. So, you know, just having a properly fitting shoe, you can actually go to the running stores and they fit you. They fit you and they tell you what shoes are best. And I think having a good brand, you could go online and kind of just look at the ratings, but it really does make a difference what shoes you're running in.
Yeah.
Running specifically. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple good brands that are out there that are better than others. Okay. So that makes a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah, great question.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about lacing up a little bit. So when you play soccer, you're telling me you wouldn't get all snug with the shoes?
I had the tightest shoes, and that's the way that I liked it back then.
Yeah.
But just what I've learned about feet and how they're supposed to be. You see people's feet nowadays that played sports. I mean, they do not look right.
Oh.
They have so many issues. Tons of my girlfriends that I played on the national team with have, like, you know, bunions and all these feet issues. Mm-hmm.
So take care of your feet.
Yeah, I think take care of your feet and get a properly sized shoe. It's the small things that really add up.
And when we go running, I think we're not going to lace up as tight. This is what I learned. I'm going to keep it a little bit more of a loose kind of lace, not just that like super tight one. I've never known that.
I think you should run along.
I'm in.
With the doctor and
I'm so
get
in.
The properly sized shoes, and you're just going to kill it.
I like this. These are tips that I never thought about that I can do. That's easy. This is easy stuff to do to make happen. What really motivated you to have these personal fitness goals? We talked about how you did it before, you saw it again, or it has something to do with, you know, some of the patients that you see. What really kind of got in your head for this year as the year?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's always been on my bucket list. And I think this is the reason. Socialization. We're now starting to come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've realized how isolated, you know, that I felt, because it was just, one, you know, my daughter was at college, my husband and I, we have lots of animals, with the animals in the house. And, you know, I really miss that. And so I think that this year I decided to do it because I actually got FOMO seeing the pictures of people at the end. And I said, I want to be part of that team again.
That community.
That's
that community. Yeah.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it's a great reason to do it.
We're all craving that attention because, to your point, it's my understanding, particularly as you age, that's one of the things that's really important is that we're going out and doing stuff with people. That isolation, sometimes it's easy just to kind of stay at home. And I get that. Listen, some days off, it's nice just to have your day, a little movie day, hanging out on the couch. But there's issues where if you're doing that all the time and you're not interacting, that can really affect your health.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's good to have at the forefront, particularly as you age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give that as advice to some of your Medicare patients or folks you talk with?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Heather before this. We were watching the show Life in the Blue Zones about, you know, things that, it's common sense, things that keep you older and healthier at later times, and being constantly active every day is, you know.
So just moving, like say just moving. For a walk.
It's just moving. Moving. A walk. Walk is great. I mean, I think a lot of people are like, oh, walk, what's it going to do for me? But it's actually one of the best things that you can do, one of the best ways to get into more movement and activity, and it just keeps you young.
And I got to tell you, I'm jealous of people that do it. I have a friend of mine who's in his 70s. Every day, he's walking at a different park, and he's texting me pictures. And
no
I get
kidding.
That FOMO. I get that fear of missing out because, like, he was texting me a picture this morning of how the Schuylkill River is still running high.
And I love that he goes to different places.
He goes to different places to get that variety, and it always looks so
cool. Does
he
do it with anyone, or does he do it by himself?
Just by himself.
Yeah.
And he just takes that time because he lives in downtown Pottstown, and so there's lots of opportunities and trails around there. And it's cool when you see what's in your backyard. I looked up. I live out in Westchester. I have this great rail trail, the Chester Valley Rail Trail.
Oh, it's amazing.
And all these other parks. And in the summer, I love hitting the trails. And I really force myself to make sure that I do it each day in the summer. And when I say force, it's not to get me off the couch, but it's to make time in my schedule to do it.
That's great.
Because to your point, it's easy to go for a walk. For me, I just got to make that little 30 minutes in my schedule. I can go down the rail trail that's 5 minutes from my house. And then I'm not having that fear of missing out because I'm right there experiencing nature. Or just taking a little me time, because that's one of the things for me that I like about even a walk or something like that. It's a little you time, no emails, a little time out, and
just
focus
that's
on
a good
you.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I live right down the street from Ridley Creek, and my husband was talking about moving, and I'm like, we can't. I have to be next to Ridley Creek. It's like one of my most favorite places ever. And I used to wear headphones and go for runs, and now I ditch the headphones. I want to take in the nature, you know, really like enjoy the moment. And it just makes it so much more enjoyable for me.
And same with me. I live near Fairmont Park. And we have, you know, we have four dogs and we go for walks every day. It's cold. I don't want to go for a walk.
Right.
But once you get out, it is, and I do, you know, with my partner, my husband, and it's lovely. And they are so excited. The dogs are excited. It's, you get to be in nature. You see people. That's the other thing, too.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
You say hi to someone walking by.
Yeah.
Hi.
You see neighbors. You meet new people. It's great.
It is cool when you make a connection. You're just going for a walk and just happen, I don't know, someone's looking at this and say, hey, and the person says, come over. You see this right there? There's some of those bugs, those invasive species we were talking about, those spotted lanternflies. They're just how you make those connections over the simplest stuff.
Right.
Like stuff normally you just wouldn't take a time out when you're going walking into the store. But there, that's what you're here for. Let nature come to you. So your husband's been told. You got to have that connection with nature.
Yeah.
So I see that big book right there.
Yeah.
What did you want to share out of that book, Outlive?
So I started reading this. I love it. It's Outlive, The Science of Art and Longevity by Peter Attia. So we were speaking a lot about, you know, the things that are going to help you to have longevity. And so the most important thing in this book that he points out is exercise. And specifically, he said that heavy loading, bearing activity, so with strength training, especially with heavy weight, stimulates the growth of bone more than impact sports such as running, though running is better than swimming or cycling. And bones respond to mechanical tension, and estrogen is the key to hormone and meditating the mechanical signal. I could not have told you that, so I had to read it and bring the book. But I just thought it was really interesting to hear his viewpoint on how exercise is the key to longevity. Obviously, there's other things in this book that help, but that was like the number one thing, and specifically heavy loading bearing activity. So that's weightlifting, right? Mm-hmm. Like not heavy weightlifting, it's just maintaining that muscle mass, because as we age, it really does decrease a lot, like from a young age. So in order to continue to maintain that, you have to keep up with it. So I just thought that was so interesting to hear from him. I wanted to share.
Oh, I've got that. Can I add to that?
Please.
So that concept of exercise as medicine is fantastic. Now, medicine, people might think, oh, that's kind of a negative connotation. It's just exercise is health, because it's good for the whole body. So when I say whole body, I'm talking about from head to toes. It improves when you exercise. It improves your circulation, your heart, and prevents strokes. It improves your muscle, as you mentioned, and your bone health. also improves your neurologic system, and this is really cool. It actually works on the pathways that that are needed for balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps
stability.
Stability, and then also helps. There's actual, you know, evidence that there are structural changes in your brain when you exercise, such that it impacts your mood.
Endorphins, right?
Yeah.
Endorphins.
Yeah. And there's new growth of the cell, the dendrites, the cells in the brain, and it increases, you know, your, and boosts your mood, also improves your cognitive function.
Yeah.
Too.
Yes.
And helps slow that down, that decline. Yeah. So, you know, basically, a lot of times physicians are using exercise as step therapy. That's mm-hmm. what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, especially if your risk factors or have a chronic medical condition, you could consider that with, before or with medication. Mm-hmm. So,
in my health journey, you know, I feel like I was always playing soccer. I just was doing it because I loved it. And then once I was done, you know, and started having kids, I wouldn't have an opportunity sometimes to go work out because I was just with my son. And it just wasn't working out. And I realized how much that affected my mood by not being able to get a workout in. And that's when I finally realized, like, the endorphins really make a huge difference and really do stabilize my mood, makes you happier, makes you feel better by not being able to do it. I saw the difference. And then you mentioned the cognitive aspect of it. You know, my dad ended up having Alzheimer's and unfortunately passed. And now knowing that if he just would have continued to be able to exercise, obviously he was a doctor, he was very busy, but just figuring out how to continue to make that a priority, I think, you know, obviously he could have maybe not come down with the Alzheimer's or been able to live a longer life, which for all people, you know, the exercise is really the key, I think, to have you know, not only a longer life, but also to be able to really enjoy it and not have to deal with its cardiovascular, right, the diabetes, like all the things that we, Alzheimer's, you know, that I think that's a lot of times that's a lack of exercise.
You had mentioned something the other day when we spoke about your children, too, staying healthy for your children.
Well, after seeing my dad go through that, you know, the slow decline, how hard it was, you know, afterwards, I was like, I'm focused now on being able to live my longest life and knowing that I can control the exercise portion of it. You know, I think that that will help me to you know, just live a happier, healthier life and be there for them.
What's so important, Drew, is basically Heather's doing it for herself, but she's also doing it thinking of other people, which I think is just fabulous, you know.
Right. You have that motivation of your kids.
Thank you.
And you want to be there for your kids.
Yeah.
But there's other people for your friends. You maybe want to be there for your friends. And these little simple steps, strictly that quote you read out of the book that really just kind of popped in my head and stuck with it, is it talked about exercising where there's tension. You said you don't have to go crazy in the gym and lift up.
Right.
It's just a little bit so that you feel some muscle resistance. And to hear all the different benefits that person was talking about in the book, it really just opened my eye there. Between that and then just that movement we talked about, going for those walks, getting that. And then, like you guys were saying, you feel good afterward. You feel good that you had some me time, but you also just feel good from exercising. That's one of the things I always notice. So it's just all about feeling good. I got a smile on my face talking about how you're doing it for others, how you're doing it for yourself, and then
the
your body feels good.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's about medicine. That truly is medicine, but it's more of that wellness from head to foot, like your feet, from the head itself, your mind, to just your body itself. I love that. So, all right, a couple takeaways for anyone listening. If I said, what are you better off, just one little change you can make in your life when it comes to fitness, what would you be your advice to someone?
I think it is to figure out what you enjoy, to hopefully get someone to join you, because I think when you have someone do it with you, it not only makes you more accountable, but it's more enjoyable to be around someone that you like being around. So having a partner do it with you, or a friend or a loved one, and if that's not an option, then maybe finding a class. And I think it's about just consistency. Starting small, you know, I think it's about baby steps and continuing to do it. Have a goal. I think having a goal is really important for most people. They say it takes 18 days to
I've heard that.
to have a new routine. So if you can make it through that 18 days, I think it's easier to establish it
and make it a part
of your life.
Yeah.
So I think just finding out what you like to do, though. You know, there's so many different ways of staying fit and doing things that you love. So figuring out exactly what that is.
Yeah, don't do it just to do it. Make sure you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's fun, because that's something you look forward to and you're getting the benefits at the same time.
Yeah.
Dr. Rikubene, tell me, if you had to give advice to someone, same sort of question,
mm-hmm.
what are we better off doing just to make a small change in our life when it comes to fitness?
So, stepping back, 25% of the American population spends the day, as you can imagine,
sedentary,
yeah. Right?
So that just means just chilling, just basically sitting, right?
Yes. And that has a direct impact on your longevity.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say also, besides, you know, thinking about a more formal plan, which is what exercise is, it's purposeful, exercise, structured, is also think about your daily activities and think, and I thought, I, especially as you know, when we do things virtually, you can just go all day long
mm-hmm.
and never take a break. And so I think I'm going to actually talk, you know, amongst my colleagues at Independence and say, hey, let's fit in a couple minutes, because even like 2 minutes, an hour is important to get up and just walk around.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's what I would suggest.
Plus, it's nice just to talk to someone in person. We've been craving that ever since COVID, right? Just to have that minute or two just to say, hey, here, what's going on?
Yeah.
I love it. Guys, thank you both so much.
I learned so much.
I learned from just those baby steps on goals, and then just, honestly, just the movement. Just flat out, just making that time to go for the walk, like my friend. And if you can, get that resistance when you're lifting, because that's just so good for your body. And then from you, I learned so much about just, it is medicine just by moving, mm-hmm. by that exercise, to have that mentality that this is like a pill, and to think of it that way, I feel can really connect. So thank you both so much.
Thanks, Drew. I look forward to seeing you guys both run the Broad Street.
I'm ready.
Terrific.
I'm looking forward to that t-shirt.
Yes.
All right. So May, we're going to get the pictures up with this. And it's been so much fun chatting
right here
on the Better Off Podcast, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Have a great rest of your day.